This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. How much does peer pressure influence your decisions as an adult? Leroy looks at overcoming pressure from others in 1 Kings chapters 20 through 22. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Recently, I heard about an experiment conducted by the psychology department of a large university. The purpose was to measure the effect of adult peer pressure in decision-making. They would bring five people into a room and ask them several questions. One question was to identify which of the three lines on the chalkboard was the shortest. Now, four people were in on the experiment, but the fifth person was not. So the first four would choose line A, even though it was obvious that line C was the shortest. And the fifth person, in an amazing number of cases, would go against personal conviction and give the same answer as the rest of the group. Now, what would you do in a similar situation? Stand up for what you know is right? Or wonder if you'd seen things correctly and go along with the majority opinion? In 1 Kings chapter 22, we encounter a prophet of the Lord named Micaiah, who had a reputation for speaking the truth of God. When King Ahab assembled his 400 prophets and asked if he should go to war, they all said yes and predicted victory. But Ahab's ally, King Jehoshaphat, wanted a second opinion, and Micah was called. Now the messenger who summoned Micah urged him to agree with the other prophets. But Micaiah said, "As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me." When Micaiah prophesied defeat and ruin for Israel, he was beaten and ridiculed by the other prophets, then sent to prison with nothing but bread and water. But his prophecy came true, and King Ahab was killed in battle. This passage presents us with a powerful challenge in our day of R-rated ethics. How will you and I respond when everyone else around us is saying, "This is right," when we know good and well it's not right? Will we take a stand for what we believe, even when it means risking ridicule or personal loss? If so, then we join a great company of believers down through the ages who have lived on the basis of conviction and not convenience. Christian, there are times when we've got to step out from the mooing herd and take a solitary stand for the truth of God. Everybody else may be doing it. Everybody else may be saying it. Everybody, even other Christians, may be calling it right. But if the Word of God says otherwise, you and I must not be swayed by the foolishness of this world. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you keep in step with these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast, Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, when your life on earth is ended, what will you leave behind? Join us on Daily Discipleship.